This is Fresh Air. Over the course of a more than 30-year career, Michelle Indigo Cello has combined soul, funk, pop, hip-hop, and jazz to create a unique body of work. Her new album is called The Omnichord Real Book, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it serves as a kind of summation of Indigo Cello's lifetime of making music thus far.
I've been shaken, I fear I've lost my way, sings Michelle Indigo Cello on that song, Georgia Avenue. It's music that illustrates doubt, insecurity, grief, and a quiet terror of losing control of one's life. And Indigo Cello's new album, The Omnichord Real Book, might have been unbearable if it spoke only of such things and a lesser artist might change the subject quickly. Instead, Indigo Cello settles into these uncomfortable feelings and works through all the fears.
Remember the day it all came crashing down. The whole world changed. Who can you trust now? Things fall apart. There's no foolproof plan. You can be one on one. You gotta die like a man. Things fall apart. We all want someone to blame. But when you go, you're gonna stay. We live a lie day after day.
Indigo Cello began her career in the Washington, D.C. area playing go-go music, the syncopated funk offshoot, as a member of Rare Essence and other bands. In the 1990s, she was one of the first artists signed to Madonna's Maverick Records, where she released her debut album, Plantation Lullabies. It's widely considered one of the first examples of the neo-soul movement. In the same decade, she hit number 3 on the Billboard pop charts with a duet with John Mellencamp, a cover of Van Morrison's Wild Night, and later had a number 1 dance chart hit with a cover of Bill Withers' Who Is He and What Is He to You? In 2016, her theater piece, Can I Get a Witness? The Gospel of James Baldwin, was performed in Manhattan. I list all of this to suggest that saying Indigo Cello has range is putting it mildly.
Feeling so good, good. What you gonna do with me? I know how to go. I know how to flow. What's that? Good, good. Who's that? Hey, hey. I know what you see. I know what you need. Drop that attitude. Get in that gratitude. Big butt, that's for you. Hang it up.
Another song here is called Gatsby, as in F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. And Indigo Cello sings in the voice of Jay Gatsby from Beyond the Grave, wishing Daisy Buchanan were still by his side. It's typical of the strength of Indigo Cello's imagination on this collection that she took up Fitzgerald's book and found in it an emotional drama that speaks to her own concerns, that she spun out into a scenario that occurs after the novel ends.
I built a castle out of dreams and pretty scenes. I woke up and it was missing. It wasn't real. It wasn't real. I loved a woman who turned out to be an ideal thing. She was different. Oh well,
it wasn't real.
It wasn't real. I've been saying things I don't believe.
The Omnichord Real Book is Indigo Cello's first album for Blue Note Records, the legendary jazz label, and many of the song structures here certainly partake of the jazz freedom to stretch out and explore melodic variations. The omnichord of the album title is a small keyboard that Indigo Cello plays here and there in addition to her usual bass playing. But this collection is as much informed by funk and R&B as it is jazz. Listen to Clear Water, for example, with its echo of Sly and the Family Stone.
Don't be fooled by the myth of control. Be at peace within the chaos and constant rebirth of the creative mind. To be in the now of creation. Past one's knowledge and understanding. Into the chaos. Push past the predictability and comfort. Into the unknown.
As this album proceeds, Ndegio Cello begins to find peace and solace in music, and in approaching the people in her life with a newfound sense of openness and gratitude. Now in her 50s, she's making inquisitive, thorny, unclassifiable music that feels like something different that's just beginning.
Ken Tucker reviewed Michelle Ndegio Cello's new album called The Omnichord Real Book. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Jennifer Senior joins us to talk about her new piece about the practice of institutionalizing intellectually disabled relatives. Join us. To keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights from our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Fear. You look around and shudder.